I will continue on this series, the third part of the series on the dream of God. And it is truly an honor and a privilege for me to stand here and to minister with the word of God unto you. You know, every time that I stand here, it's nerve-wracking. I don't think you realize what it takes spiritually to be able to stand here and to preach on this pulpit. Amen? But the moment I take this mic and I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the anointing envelope me, enclosing in on me, I know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing exactly what God have called me to do. Amen? And this morning I pray truly that, you know, that as I speak, that I will be speaking out of my deeper part of my innermost being, from my spirit, and that I will disappear in God, that you will not hear nor see me, but that you will hear and that you will see God, and that you will encounter and feel the presence of God through the words that I speak. I pray that even now that the Holy Spirit will just touch every heart and every spirit, and that the words that I speak will bring forth change and activation. Amen. Even those watching over live streaming, I want to encourage you guys to stay tuned in. The message that I'm going to share with you this morning is life-changing. It's going to have a great impact on your life. It's going to change many things on your life. Amen. And so the subtitle to my message in this morning is Going in Deeper Through Rhema. Going in deeper through Rhema. Say Rhema. Amen. Now, I think many people can testify as to when they have stepped into this building, the very first time they came here, and even every time after that, every time you set foot to this ground, there's just something in the atmosphere. I don't know what it is. Oh, well, I know what it is. It brings forth a change of hearts. I've had many people in my e-group telling me that it is the first time attending church, and now it's the first time attending e-group, and I don't know what it is. There is just something about your church. It is something that keeps me coming back. It is something that draws me back. I cannot stay away. Amen? And so when you step into this place, everything that you see around you, it's done with perfection and with excellence. The Bible says do everything as if you do it unto God. And so here we do stuff with excellence. So you will see when you step in it, there's an atmosphere that has been set. Everything has been done with excellence. And it is a spirit that will rub off. You will find that the more you get connected, that even though you might be busy doing something that you do not like, you will start doing it with excellence. Amen? And the point that I'm trying to make is that what you see around you is great. It's perfect. I love, this is my house. This is my house. I love this place. But it's still on the surface. It goes beyond what you see. It goes much deeper than what you see. It goes into that place where you tap in and you feel the presence of God. And there's a change of heart. And that is what it's about. Amen? It is there where you encounter God. And then this morning, I want you to amplify your dreams. I want your dreams to become magnified, because God have given many, every person sitting here, God have given you dreams and visions and a purpose and a call. You, each and every one of you, carry the call of God upon your life. Amen? But what happens is many times we receive a dream from God or a call from God, but it's still surface level because we still see that dream through our own carnal mind and perception. And this morning, I want you to take your dreams in deeper into the Spirit, where the Holy Spirit can breathe His life over your dreams and resurrect whatever has been lost. Amen? Are you guys with me? Let's go to Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 7. I will be reading from the King James Version. Luke, and don't be too quick to get your Bibles out. I think we should not put the words on the screen anymore so that you can bring your Bibles again. Listen, you cannot go about without this. Amen? Please bring your Bibles to church. Luke 5, verse 1 to verse 7. And it reads as follows, and it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, say the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Go on. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Go on. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for the draught, meaning for a catch. Say, launch out into the deep. Okay, go on. And it says, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled, we have worked hard all night, and have taken nothing, we have catched nothing. And nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Say, at thy word, I will let down the net. Go on. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Go on. And it says, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Amen. Now there's so much revelation in this whole scripture, but I'm only going to take out the stuff that I need to make the point of going in deeper through Rhema. Remember that I'm speaking about the Rhema of God. Amen. Now the very first thing that I need you to understand in this morning is that Peter, Simon, called Peter, was a man that was very efficient and effective in his business as a fisherman. He understood the depths of this industry very well. He has done this for many years. Amen. You need to understand that he had a great deal of experience in this field. This was his profession. Amen. And so you need to understand that this was his main source of income. He would catch the fish, he would sell the fish. And from that income, he would pay bills, he would pay taxes, he would live off of the income from what he would sell. Are you guys with me? Amen. And so the Bible says that he was busy washing his nets. He was busy washing his nets. I want to tell you this morning, do not wash your nets yet. It is too early to give up. Do not wash your nets yet. It is too early to quit. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is too early to give up. Turn to your other neighbor and say, it's too early to quit. Do not give up yet. Amen. And so here we've got Peter. And he have done everything in his ability that he knows how to do. Yet he have catched nothing. And he found himself in a very dark place where he battled to go back home. Because there was bills that needed to be paid. And so he was washing his nets, and even though he was finding himself in this very place, this very dark place, where he have given up. When you see a fisherman cleaning his nets, it means that he's done for the day. He's then done for the day. So Peter have given up. He's gone back to the surface. Are you guys with me? Amen. And even in that state where he has given up, the Son of God, our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, stepped out of eternity and into time, and he walked into this scenario and he changed Peter's situation. Amen. And so here we have Jesus, and he required a boat, and he walked up to Peter saying, Peter, I pray, will you take me into the water so that I can preach the word of God, so that my word can have an effect and effect on people and change lives. And Peter agreed and said, yes, Lord, let's go in. And Jesus started to preach the word of God unto the masses. Now, for the new people sitting in this morning, we call our e-groups, our home churches, home cells, we call e-groups, encounter groups. And for those sitting here in this morning that have opened their homes to run e-groups, even if you are not running an e-group, but you have opened your home to facilitate or to host an e-group, I want to tell you, do not underestimate the power to what you have done. It carries high spiritual significance. I want to tell you that you have caught God's attention. I want to tell you that you have caught the favor of God. I want to tell you that the heavens have opened up over your lives. I want to tell you that there will be a flow of blessings through your life in a way that you have never expected. Your boats will sink because there will not be room enough to receive the blessing that you shall receive. Do not underestimate what it is that you have done. Amen. And so after Jesus had spoken the word and preached the word to the masses and had touched many lives, he turned to Peter and said, because you have made your boat available so that many lives could be changed and impacted in this day, There is no way that I can turn my back on you and not bless you. You have done a great and good thing. And Jesus at that time understood and knew the situation that Peter found himself within. And he said, Peter, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. It's in this morning I want to tell you, it's time to go deeper. Satan, this morning, I am going deeper. And Jesus told Peter, launch out into the deep. Amen. And Peter replied from a carnal mind of reasoning, and he said, Lord, Master, I have toiled all night. I have done everything that I know. This is my profession. I've done everything that I know how to do. Yet nothing have happened. And Jesus said the following, and he said, Peter, you need to understand that up until this point, you have been doing this thing from your own carnal mind and from your own carnal way of reasoning. Allow me, Peter, in this morning, allow me to take you beyond yourself. Allow me in this morning, Peter, allow me to take you beyond your carnal mind of way of reasoning and thinking. Allow me in this morning, Peter, to take you to a higher dimension, a deeper dimension. A dimension where you will walk in unquestionable favor and dominion. And Peter replied saying, but how, God? How can I get in this dimension? And Jesus said, there is only one way, but by the rhema of God. It will require the rhema, a spoken word of God, for you to go into these dimensions. Say the rhema. Meaning that it will require an extensive, advanced dimension of revelation. Amen. And so Jesus told him to launch out his nets. Take a risk. Many times it is important for you to come to a place to take that risk. For God have spoken, take that risk. Step out in faith and take that risk. Amen. Take a risk. Peter stood in disagreement, yet out of obedience, he took a risk and launched out his nets. Amen. He took a risk and he launched out his nets. Many have told him, and you can imagine that they have said that, Peter, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Years of experience have taught us that you will not catch anything here now. Years of experience. This is our profession. You know better. Why are you doing this? But the reply of Peter was very profound. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will do this very thing. Nevertheless, at thy word, say at thy word. I want to tell you this morning that you will not be able to access higher spiritual dimensions and levels without the rhema word of God. Now, what is the rhema word of God? It is the very spoken word of God on a specific time for a specific person for a very specific assignment. Amen. You guys with me? Peter said, Master, I've done everything. I've called out all the experts. I've applied every known trick in the book. I have caught nothing. Nevertheless, I don't care what I feel or what I'm going through at this moment. Nevertheless, at thy word, I shall do as you have said. Because I believe and I trust in your word. Come on, are you guys with me in this morning? The Bible says in Luke 6 verse 46 to 49, NIV version, Luke 6 verse 46 to 49. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? Do not apply my rhema word. As for everyone who comes to me, who goes in deeper, who persevere, who presses in, for everyone who comes to me and hears my words, my rhema word, and puts them into practice, who takes the risk, who steps out by faith, I will show you what they are like. And they are like a man building a house who dug down deep. I want to tell you this morning that it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some perseverance to move beyond the surface level and to go deep beyond yourself, to die to yourself. And laid the foundation on rock. Laid the foundation on rock. David had said many times that he is my mighty rock. I will not be shaken. You have to come to a place where you are anchored upon the rock of ages, where you cannot be moved, where you cannot be shaken. It's going to take some effort, but you're going to have to go deeper. So I'm going deeper. Amen. I'm going deeper in this morning. It's going to take some effort. And when a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it. Where's the scripture? Luke 6, verse 46 to 49. But the ones who hear my word and does not put them into practice, who does not take a step of faith, who does not take the risk, they are like a man who built his house on the ground, on the surface. There's immaturity. There's no spiritual substance. There's no spiritual depth. There is no spiritual weight. Amen. They've not gone through the process. They've not put in some effort. Amen. When the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Amen. Understand that for you to move in a higher spiritual dimension, it will require of you to move from the surface and to go into the deeper parts of the spirits. Your next breakthrough and your next miracle depends on your ability to take a step of faith, to take a risk, and to reach into the deep. Understand that there are spiritual things, deeper spiritual things and secrets that you will not be able to understand unless you can learn how to tap into the deeper parts of God. Amen. You guys with me? The Bible says in Psalms 42 verse 7, Psalms 42 verse 7, it says, deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Now remember that you are body, soul, and spirit. So deep here means that, the word deep here means that from the innermost, deeper parts of your innermost being, from your spirit man, you are calling out and you are crying out. So, but, and remember that God is spirit. So what the scripture is saying is that you get to a dimension where it is your spirit connecting, becoming entwined, in line, and tapped in with an almighty, supernatural, powerful God. Amen? Are you guys awakening this morning? Is this okay? You need to understand that for you to be able to connect on to deep, that you yourself need to be deep. There needs to be spiritual depth to yourself. There needs to be some spiritual weight to yourself. Amen? Otherwise, you won't be able to go deep. Deep inside of you, there's a burning desire. It's when you reach a dimension where the more of God that you receive, the more of Him you desire. It is deep within you. There's a desire burning like fire locked up in your bones. It is a holy hunger that can only be quenched by an almighty, true living God. The Bible says in John 6 verse 35, you don't have to put this on. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Understand that you might have accomplished great things in life. You might have traveled the world. You might have truly experienced greatness in life, but yet you can be dissatisfied. Yet there can be an emptiness, a void, and many people try to fill this void with many different types of things. This spiritual depth that I'm speaking about this morning is a void. That void can only be filled by the spiritual depth. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is the love of the Father. The Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 1 to verse 4, it says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved and hovered over the face of the waters. And God sits, and God sits, and let there be light. I want to tell you in this morning that God have said, let there be John. God have said, let there be Irene. God have said, let there be Christine. God have said, let there be DNA. God have spoken you into existence. And He have divided the light from the darkness. I don't know if you guys are getting this. You can still be dissatisfied. That void can only be filled when you encounter the true living God. Amen. There's people out in the world, before you encountered God, before you gave your heart to Christ, you were caught up in bondage, sin, and curses, and addictions, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. You were void and empty, and you can't understand, but you're trying everything, but nothing fills that void and that emptiness inside. But the moment that you encountered God, a dream got activated. The moment that you encountered God, a vision got activated. The moment that you encountered God, the call of God became activated on the inside of you. That call and that destiny has got a voice, and it echoes through eternity. God cannot pass it by. Amen. And the Bible says that Peter was washing his nets. As many of you sitting here this morning, you're washing your nets. Come on now, how many of you have pursued this dream and this call for many years? And you've given up. Everyone around you have told you, listen, maybe it's just time to give up. Amen. You've not seen the desired outcome that you've hoped for. And you feel filled with doubt and worry, not knowing what the future holds. But I want to tell you this morning that there's much more beyond. And that God is not done with you yet. Amen. Put on the screen for me Psalms 107, verse 23 and 24. Psalms 107. Verse 23. And it says, they that go down to the sea. Now remember, when we read these scriptures, please read with from a deep place, not from the surface level. Amen. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. Just stop there. They that go down to the seas, and they that persevere, and they that see through, and they that press in into the deeper parts. In the Bible, they have asked a very important question. They have asked, what can we do that we can do the works of God? What can we do that we can be partakers of the activities of the kingdom of God? What can we do that we can be partakers of the business of the kingdom of heaven? The Bible says in Luke 6 verse, you don't have to put this on, Luke 9 verse 63, it says that Jesus declared that no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. What can we do? Amen. It's only by the presence and by the rhema spoken word of God that we can do the works of God. And go on, and it says the following, verse 24. And it says, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in what? In the deep. Where do you see the works of the Lord and his wonders? In the deep. Oh, come on. How many of you sitting in this morning would like to become, not to want to see the wonders, but would like to become a very wonder and a miracle of your time? Amen. You need to go in deep. The Bible says that no word from God will ever fail. You are the very spoken word of God. Luke 1 verse 37 says that no word from God will ever fail. That is you and I sitting in this place in this morning. I don't care how long you've been waiting for that promise, pursuing that promise and that call. I'm telling you this morning, do not give up. For God will give you the power to persevere and to see it through. Amen. He will not give you anything beyond your ability. If he have given you that dream and that ability, he will give you the power to see it through. Go for me to Joshua chapter 14. Is everyone still with me? Verse 10. And I'm going to go up until verse 12. And it says, and now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as ye have said, these 45 years, meaning he is now 45 years old, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, meaning he's now 85 years old. I know that because I've read another version. I love the King James. It always keeps you wondering. You can go on. And it says, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Go on. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims, meaning the Anakites, the giants, were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord have said. As the Lord have said. So what Joshua is saying is that 40 years ago, when I was 45 years old, just for those who do not understand King James, when I was 45 years old, God have promised me this mountain. I am now 85 years old. I still have the strength and the power and the might that I had 40 years ago. Joshua is saying that even though I'm 85 years old now, I still have the same power, might, and strength to go into battle and to face my enemies. And even though I'm supposed to be resting now, taking it easy, I have not yet seen this promise come to pass, and so I'm not going to be taking it easy. I will make sure that I persevere and that I see this through until I see this promise come to pass in my life. He waited 40 more years. You guys with me? I want to tell you this morning that it does not matter when God have given you that word or how old you are when you receive that word. The Bible says that God gives you the desires of your heart, because many people think that when I speak of when God have given you a promise, that it comes through a prophecy. The Bible says that God gives you the desires of your heart. Many people misunderstand the scripture. It doesn't mean that you've got desires and God is going to give that to you. It's not what it means. What it means is that the desire that you have in your heart, God have placed there. So many people walk around and have asked me, how do I know what is God's will for my life? Then I will ask them, what is the desire of your heart? What is your desire in life? I've got this intense desire to go into poor communities and just to serve them. I say, you know what, that is your call. You have been called for that because God have placed that desire. God will give you the desire. Do you guys understand what I mean? Not the desires that you have, he will give you, but he places the desires that you have. Amen? So it does not matter how old you are or how long you've been waiting for that promise to come to pass. God will give you the strength to see it through. He have told, Joshua have said in the Bible, that God, the Almighty One, have kept me 40 more years to see this promise come to pass. He have kept me 40 more years to see this promise come to pass. Understand that each and every one of you sitting here, that you have a call and a destiny upon your life. And the only reason why you are still alive is because that call and that promise have not yet come to pass. Understand that. Amen. Stand with me quickly. I want you to declare something with me. Say, in the name of Jesus, and I want you to do this with passion. Say, in the name of Jesus, I declare, I decree that I will not die before I see the promise of God come to fulfillment through my life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to understand that you have been designed and spoken into existence by the only true living God with a very specific mandate, that you have been anointed. You have been anointed for a very specific mission and assignment. I don't know if you guys truly believe that. You have been designed and anointed for a very specific mission and mandate and assignment. The Bible says clearly that I have called you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. Even before the foundations of this earth, I have called you. It is time to go deeper in this morning. The immature ones, the ones without spiritual depth, the small boats and the canoes are not the ones that can face the high waves and the mighty waters. They cannot. They cannot. They will fall and they will break to pieces. It is the ones with spiritual substance, the ones with spiritual depth, the mighty ships with engines that can ride the mighty waves and the stormy waters. It is those that will be able to press through, that will be able to break through and see the works and the wonders of God be made manifest through their lives. I want to ask you this morning, ECC, which one are you? But before you answer this question, remember that God have said, that God have said, I'm telling you in this morning that it is time for you to stand up and to say that nevertheless, my God, at thy word, I shall stand and I shall be persevered and I shall see through that which you have given me. Nevertheless, at thy word, Come on, how many of you sitting here have pursued this dream for many years? It might have been 10, 3, 50 years. And many have might have told you, listen, maybe it's time to give up. Maybe you've made a mistake. Maybe it's time to move on to something else. Amen? Maybe stop. Why are you still pursuing this? Maybe it's just not going to happen. I bind, I rebuke, and I break the power of every negative word that have been spoken out over your lives, that have been sent to devalue you, and that have been sent to derail you from the call of God. I bring it down. I bind, rebuke, and break its power. I declare and I decree it, lame, deaf, blind, mute, and dumb, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It shall not stand. It is time for you to stand in this morning and to turn around and to say that I am not moved. I am not moved by the perceptions and the carnal arguments and reasonings of man. I am empowered and I am moved by the Spirit of the true living God. Amen. I want to tell you in this morning that the only word that matters over your life is the word of God. The Rhema spoken word of God. It is the only word that shall stand the test of time. Amen. It is the only word that shall stand the test of time. The Bible says, it's my favorite scripture, and you can maybe note this down and paste it on your wall. Paste it on your PC screen. Maybe the first thing that you see every morning. Isaiah 55 verse 11. This is one of those scriptures that you must study and know off by heart. Isaiah 55 verse 11, it says the following, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the thing which I desire. And it shall prosper, listen to this, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Now note, the Bible does not say that it shall prosper where I send it. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I don't know if you're getting this. Where do God send His word? The Bible said in John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A few verses on it says that the Word was made manifest in flesh, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And send on to us as the light of this world. Where does He send His word to? In us. I'm telling you that you are filled with the word of the true living God, and that you cannot fail. You cannot fail. His word is burning in you like holy fire that cannot be quenched. It is time for you to pick up your dreams and your visions and to run again. It is time to pick up your dreams and your visions and to bring it in deeper, where the Holy Spirit can breathe His life over them and can resurrect them by the mighty Rhema word of God. Jesus have stepped forth and He have said, Lazarus, come forth. And a dead man was raised from the dead. But it required Jesus to enter a deeper part. Come on, you are not done yet. God is not done with you yet. He is not done with you yet. Say, I'm picking up my dreams. I'm ending off with this. Hagar and Ishmael were sent out into the wilderness. They were sent out into the wilderness with one bottle of water and a little bit of food. Abraham sent them out. But before they were sent out, Ishmael received a promise from God. He received the prophecy. He received the Rhema from God. And they were sent out. And what happened? When the water was up and the food was finished, they found themselves in a very dry, dead and empty place. And so what Hagar did was she took Ishmael and she placed the promise under a bush. She placed the boy under the bush. And she walked away because she could not stand seeing the boy die. She could not stand seeing the promise die. And she walked away and she wept bitterly. And an angel of the Lord appeared unto her, saying the following thing. What are you doing, Hagar? Why are you on your knees crying like this? For the Lord heard the cry of the lad. I don't think you're getting this. He did not hear the cry of the woman. He heard the cry of the promise. He heard the cry of the one that carried the destiny. He heard the cry of the one that carried the call. I'm telling you this morning that there is a promise and a destiny locked up on the inside of you. That destiny has got a voice, and that is the call of God, and it echoes through eternity. And the angel of the Lord said, hey God, pick up the son, pick up the promise, take it by the hand and bring it to God, for God will make him into a great nation. It is time for you to pick up your promises again and to lift it up before God. For God is going to make you a great nation. I'm telling you this morning that God is not done with you yet. Come on, just stand with me. Stand with me. Raise your hands. Father, we stand before you in the name of Jesus. It says in your word that your voice is in the blood. Father, I pray that as you see these people, how they have sacrificed and how blood have been spilled, our voices might be silent, but the blood speaks louder than the voice. I pray that the blood that was shed through our sacrifices, that it will echo through eternity. Father, I pray that it will fall upon your altar that is in heaven. Father, I pray that every dream you have given, every desire you have placed, that every call that you have placed upon every person standing in this place, every prophecy that have went out, I remind you in this morning, as your word says, remind me of my word. I remind you, Lord Father, I remind you of every blessing, of every promise that have gone out. Father, everything that has been sent to steal, kill, and destroy, I come against through your delegated authority. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind, rebuke, and I break the power of these things. I cast it down, I declare, and I decree it, lame, deaf, blind, mute, and dumb. For not one weapon shall prosper. And that I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, may you raise up everyone standing here to become mighty warriors in your holy kingdom. May they not put their hands to the plow and look back. May there be no doubt, nor fear, nor worry, nor anxiousness. But may they walk and be moved by your rhema spoken word. I pray, Holy Spirit, may you breathe your life over every dream. Every dream that might have gone lost. Every dream that might have been given up on. I pray, may you resurrect it in this day, Lord. I pray that it shall come to pass. I declare this. I decree this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.